I'm going to share this crappy philosophy essay that I wrote a few years back. It's kind of hilarious, looking back on it. It's a very fun period. The lessons were fun, and things were interesting. So it's a time that I really like to think back on, reminisce on it, because it brings me great comfort, and I find solace in the memory. Yes, so let me look at that piece of writing. It's been like 2 years since I last touched it. The title is Consequentialism a Good Theory? And I remember that I sort of rushed the whole essay in about 20 minutes because, yeah, it was like a piece of homework and it's graded. But like, I just totally forgot about it and until the last day, the day that I'm supposed to turn it in. And I discovered, to my horror, that I had not written a single word, and then I just rushed like hell. I managed to get it done. It has a lot of grammar errors, spelling errors, I suppose. But I didn't have time, so I just submitted it. And I think I got a decent mark, I think. The interesting part is that future juniors are supposed to review and critique, sort of, previous year's essays by seniors. So I was thinking what people would actually feel if they saw it. But the names are going to be covered, and they're not going to be disclosed. So no one knows me, but it's just, I wish I can see people's reactions. But then again, the teacher might not have chosen my piece to be the ones that are gonna be to get reviewed. So let me get started with the essay. Okay, even the first paragraph sucks. It's so boring. Is consequentialism a good theory? Consequentialism is an ethical theory which takes that actions are to be judged solely based on consequences they brought about, which is basically saying that the end justifies the means. Muozi, an ancient Chinese philosopher, states that it is the business of the benevolent man to seek to promote what is beneficial to the world and to eliminate what is harmful, and to provide a model for the world. What benefits he will carry out, what does not benefit man, he will leave alone. The sentence really sums up Mohist consequentialism, also known as state's consequentialism. According to the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, Mohist consequentialism, dating back to the 5th century BCE, is the world's earliest form of consequentialism. The basic benefits in Mohist consequentialism are wealth and increasing population. This form of consequentialism focuses more on achieving the group's happiness and the pleasure of a larger population of people instead of gaining individual happiness and fulfillment. However, as time progresses, people are starting to aim for personal well-being as they use consequentialism to guide them in their everyday choice-making processes. There are several benefits of consequentialism, with the direct one being that it indeed helps humans to gain happiness. Happiness is something every individual wants to achieve in life. Some might even say that it is the reason for existence in the very first place. Using consequentialism to help one make decisions in life will lead to him, in normal circumstances, gaining more happiness. One simple example. Tom is a consequentialist. He knows that studying will lead to good grades. With good grades, there will be recognition given to him from his parents and teachers, and this will lead to him being happy and pleased with himself. Thus, there will be motivation and incentive to study hard and become happy. On a second level, consequentialism often leads to people doing things that are deemed right by society, because only through doing things that are correct can we get recognition, which is the largest happiness source. The danger of consequentialism, however, is that the consequences that we foresee might not be the actual result of the actions we undertake. So in other words, what we envision, what we think is going to happen might not actually occur in real life. For example, Tom lied to his mom about his science quiz result because telling her the truth will make her very unhappy. The action of lying is supposed to lead to both Tom and his mother being happy. Mother is happy because she did not know about Tom's poor results and thought he was doing fine. Tom will be happy because lying to his mom about the result would prevent his mother from scolding him. So it's like a win-win situation. However, what if Tom's plans failed and his mother discovered that he had been lying? It would lead to an even greater confrontation between the two. From the scenario above, it is safe to conclude that one downside of consequentialism is that sometimes we cannot know for sure if a certain action or choice made would definitely lead to happiness and good results. So there is this element of uncertainty which shakes this theory. Consequentialism is very similar to utilitarianism, in which both theories require the person to take whatever actions necessary to achieve the desired result. An opposing theory, the formula of humanity as proposed by Kant, suggests that humanity is an end in itself. Going by the principles of this theory, we cannot use humans as a means to achieve our desired end. In the situations that require us to use humans as a means, the formula of humanity would basically disallow it. However, there are too many situations in life that require us to at least partially use humans as a means. For instance, Tom needs to go to the hairdresser to cut his hair, using hairdresser as a means. Tom needs to go to the doctors to, because he's sick and needs to get some medicine and recover. Is this considered as using doctor as a means? I would say that applying the theory to the real world is not a very big help, as it probably brings more guilt for us, since we're almost constantly using humans as a means. So it's just going to lead to more internal turmoil and unhappiness, frustration. So it's not very practical. Despite this, some may argue that going to the hairdresser or doctor does not mean we are 100% using them as means. You know, we only may be partially using them, or maybe they might even suggest that for instances like the aforementioned, it is the professional's job to cater to the customer's needs and to provide a service, and thus they cannot be considered as it cannot be considered as customers using the service providers. But where do you put the line between means and end? And how do you define and how do you actually categorize and label every action? Like, okay, this is called manipulation, this is called using humans, this is not considered because of blah 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 specific reasons. It's just so hard to quantify and qualify, and there's a very fine line between using and not using humans. So this theory is a very nice one when you think about it. It's good in theory. But when it comes to application, there are just a lot of limitations, so as to say. It is definitely very hard to say for sure whether one theory is better than the other. But when it comes to making good decisions, I would say that consequentialism is a better theory to guide us in our thinking. Both consequentialism and the formula of humanity has its pros and cons when it comes to moral reasoning. For consequentialists, we might have doubts whether the actions we're undertaking to achieve our actions is moral. Like, we might reflect and think, this will lead me to my goal, to my desired end, but am I harming anyone? Am I hurting any feelings? So, you know, things like that. For supporters of Kant, people sometimes view that they have a too idealistic worldview. And yeah, I mean, I don't know whether the believers themselves question that, or do they just push this like doubts away. I'm personally very skeptical as to the formula of humanity, how it is going to be relevant in today's world. Like, I think it's good to use as, it's good as a study material, and it's good to provide an alternative point of view, but I don't think it can actually become mainstream in today's very capitalist and very money-motivated-slash-hungry society. How is it even possible, living in this universe, to not at times use humans as a means? Truth is, it is impossible. Consequentialism is easier to apply to real life than the formula of humanity, which is a certain indication that it is a good theory. So it does not 100% guarantee that it is superior to the other, to the formula of humanity, but it is a